Hello, I'm Chris from Opinion Research. We're not selling anything. We're interviewing voters in Ohio about important issues. Your responses will remain strictly confidential. To begin and to make sure that we have a representative sample, can you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 and 29? Between 30 and 49? Between 50 and 64? Or are you 65 and older?
How about 90?
Thank you very much. And the media in the United States generally classifies people as white Anglo, Hispanic or Latino, black, Asian or other. What do you consider yourself?
White.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be Hispanic or Latino ancestry?
No.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
And now, if there was an election in Ohio on November 7th, 2023, did you vote in that election?
I will be voting, yes.
Well, we're asking about the last November 7th of 2023. Did you vote in that election?
I voted in every election, yes.
Thank you. And we know it's a long time away, but the next major election in the country will be the presidential election taking place in November of 2024. How likely would you say you are to vote in that election? Very likely, somewhat likely, maybe somewhat unlikely, or not likely at all?
Very likely.
Thank you. Now, in your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States?
There certainly isn't just one, but right now for me, it's the economy.
Economy, thank you. And when did you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's election? On election day, a few days before the election, a few weeks before the election, or months before the election?
Oh, just months. When there's another election, I just know I'm going to go and vote, period.
Thank you. And in just a few words, if you had to narrow it down to just one thing, what was the most important reason that you decided to vote in this election in Ohio?
Because we've got to get people in there that are going to do something and not the current Democrats, shall I say. We need people that are going to do something, are thinking about their country and not just about themselves.
Thank you very much. And here is a summary of one of the issues in this year's ballot in Ohio. Please indicate how you voted on this issue. Issue 1, summary. Provide a state constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions, including but not limited to decisions about abortion, contraception, fertility treatment, miscarriage care, and continuing pregnancy, and allow the state to restrict abortion after fetal viability except when necessary to protect the pregnant patient's life or health. A no vote opposed amending of the Ohio Constitution to provide a constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions. Based on that summary, how did you vote on Issue 1? Yes for Issue 1 or no for Issue 1?
No for Issue 1.
Thank you very much. And why did you vote no on Issue 1?
Because it wasn't just about abortion. It was about other things, too, and not notifying parents about things, about kids trying to get a surgery for transitioning to something that they aren't, and just mainly to protect the baby. There's a baby involved that has some rights.
Okay, because I have to type your answer. How would you like me to... to type it, because what I had was, why did you vote no on issue one? Because it wasn't just about abortion, it was about other things?
Yes, yes.
Like? You said something about children?
Yeah, for children to get abortions or to have sex change operations and the parents not have to be notified.
Abortions and... sex changes and the parents not being notified.
Right.
Thank you. And you said you voted no on issue one in the November 7 election in Ohio. When exactly did you decide how you were going to be voting on issue one? On election day, a few days before the election, a few weeks before the election, or months before the election?
Months and months.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some different ways that people might have heard about the election this year. Please tell me whether you experienced these things in this election cycle. English language TV ads. Yes or no?
Yeah, English language and what else did you say?
Yes, English language TV ads or advertisements.
Advertising.
Mm-hmm. Spanish language TV ads?
No.
English language radio ads?
Yes.
Spanish language radio ads?
No.
English language online digital ads and videos, for example, YouTube?
No, because I don't have a computer.
That's fine. Spanish language online digital ads and videos, for example, YouTube?
Nope.
Social media like TikTok, Instagram, or Facebook?
No.
Phone calls
I don't
or
do
texts
any of that.
From... okay.
So any answer along that line is no.
Okay, thank you. Now, phone calls or texts from volunteers?
I didn't understand what that one was. What was it?
Yes. Phone calls or texts from volunteers.
There were some phone calls, I know. A lot of literature in the mail also.
Oh, we're getting there. So
someone
coming to my door?
No. Mm-mm.
Billboards and yard signs?
And what?
Billboards and yard signs.
No.
And there we have direct mail, which you already told me, yes. Family members or friends talking about the election?
Yes.
Church, social clubs, or community groups?
No.
Thank you very much. Now, when considering an issue that specifically focuses on reproductive health or abortion access, whose opinions and perspective do you trust and respect the most, as well as to believe the most credible? Friends or family, healthcare or medical professionals, faith, religious leaders or clergy, women in general, women who have experienced an abortion, men in general, men who have experienced an abortion with their wife, partner, or girlfriend, elected officials, Planned Parenthood, pro-life organizations, celebrities or social media influencers, or other you would like to name?
Well, there are several, but the one the most I would say is pro-life.
Pro-life organization. Thank you. And did you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7th election in Ohio that specifically impacted how or if you voted in this election?
No, there's nothing. I mean, I just know I'm going to vote. That's my duty as a citizen, and I'm going to do it.
Thank you. And did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you would vote on issue one?
Nope.
May I ask why?
And what?
May I ask why?
Because I already made up my mind. I was voting no. Nobody was going to change my mind.
Made up my mind. I was voting no.
No.
And no one was going to change my mind.
That's right. They weren't.
Thank you very much. And did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you would actually vote?
Nope.
May I ask why?
Because it's, like I said, it's my duty as a citizen to go and vote. And so I do it. If I'm not going to vote, then it's, don't complain. You got what you did not vote for. So
okay.
I just vote.
Thank you very much. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few questions to go, but we're almost there. Now,
well, I hope so, because I was just on my way out, so I hope it's got to be quick, because okay. I have something I have to do.
Yes, we're almost there.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to read you a series of messages that were used by both sides of the Issue 1 debate in Ohio. After I read each message, please tell me if you found that particular message to be convincing or unconvincing. Excuse me. The first one is, when we face personal medical decisions, we depend on our doctors, our faith, and our family. And the last thing we want is the government making those decisions for us. That's why voting yes on Issue 1 is so important. It ends Ohio's extreme abortion ban, a ban with no exceptions for rape or incest. Issue 1 even protects birth control and emergency care for miscarriages, so Ohio families will always have the freedom to make the most personal of decisions. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
It's got some things in it that are not true.
Mm-hmm. So we do have a scale here. We do have a scale. We have very convincing, somewhat convincing, not very convincing, or not convincing at all.
At the least.
Not convincing at all?
Right.
Thank you. The next one is, legal experts say Issue 1 allows for abortion even after viability for mental, emotional, and even financial reasons, not to just protect the life of the mother. Many women have been so overwhelmed that they considered having an abortion, but were glad they ultimately chose not to have an abortion. That is why many pro-choice women are voting no on Issue 1, because it goes too far. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
If you can't afford it, if whatever, emotionally, mentally, whatever, then don't have unprotected sex. It's as simple as that. Use some birth control.
And for the purpose of the question, do you find that argument very convincing, somewhat convincing?
No.
Not very convincing?
No, not at all.
Not at all. Thank you. The next one is, government should never force a rape victim to have their attacker's child. Never. Especially when the victim of the rape is a child. But that's the law in Ohio, and that's why voting yes on Issue 1 is so important. Voting yes stops the ban and gets the government out of the way. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing.
Not at all or not very convincing?
Not at all.
Thank you. The next one is, your daughter is young, vulnerable, online. You fear the worst. Push to change her sex or get an abortion. You have some right to help her get through this, but activists want to take all that away. Under their proposed amendment to the Ohio Constitution, the state shall not interfere with individuals getting abortions or sex changes, meaning you could be cut off the biggest decision of your daughter's life. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Nope, unconvincing.
Not at all or not very convincing?
Not at all.
Thank you. And the last
okay,
one
I'm going to have to go.
It
How
is,
many more questions? But that's
we're
what you said before.
Yeah.
I take two more and that's it. I've got to go.
Now, both Joe Biden and Donald Trump oppose partial birth abortions and late-term abortions. But if Issue 1 passes in the ninth month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother. Republicans and Democrats oppose the late-term abortions allowed under Issue 1, joining them by voting no on Issue 1. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
If this baby has gone late term and is being born, it needs to be born. Nothing you say or do is going to say, oh, I don't want it now, change my mind. So I'd say no, that's not convincing, not at all.
Thank you very much. And which party mostly shares your personal views on the topic of abortion and reproductive rights, Democrats or Republicans?
The Democrats are all for it.
So between the two, which one shares your personal views on the topic of abortion and reproductive rights?
I'm against it, period.
So is it Democrats or Republicans?
Pardon?
Is it Democrats or Republicans, the ones who share your personal views on the topic of abortion and reproductive rights?
Republicans share my views on being against abortion.
Thank you. And now, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States that will likely determine how you will vote in the 2024 elections?
How will I vote what?
Yes, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States that will likely determine how you vote in the 2024 elections?
There's so many of them, I can't tell you one thing. It's the economy. It's the border. It's like what all is going on, trying to take God out of everything. It's so many things.
Thank you. Now, if you had to choose, which of the following three issues would you say will have the greatest single impact on your vote for candidates in the November 2024 election? Is it economic issues and inflation, abortion and reproductive rights, or protecting democracy in the United States?
Economy. And I've got to go. I've got to go. I can't take any more
time.
What
time can we call you back? Because we are at 75%. The next few questions go by really fast.
I can't do another 25%. It takes too long. I was on my way out. I have an errand. I have to run for a friend.
Oh, I'm so sorry about
that. I'm sorry.
At what time can we call you back?
No, please don't. Please don't. I've given you all the information I can, I think. Thank you anyway.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time, then. Have a wonderful day. Mm-hmm.